It's called Getting Started and Getting It Done. So we're going to turn into your soul's wisdom here. So you can close your eyes and put your hand on your heart. Take a deep full breath. And just let your awareness expand from your heart, just like your mind dropped into your heart, pebble down into the pond, and just watch the ripples go. The more you can open your focus like that when you drop in, the more you can bring your heart, your mind into coherence. The more you aligned you can get, the quicker you can get aligned. All right. Ask your heart. Tell yourself the truth. What do you want to get started or get done? And you might be in the started phase or the get done phase, depending on where you've been stuck in procrastination. What do you want to get started? What does your heart, let's put it this way, what does your heart want you to get started or get done? And we're just going to pick one thing to work with, and you can go back and use this for other things. So write that down. Why is this important? Tune back in. This is the purpose of it. And remember, purpose will pull you forward. And you want to get to the heart purpose of it. The purpose needs to be bigger than us. So what is the purpose? Why is this important that you do this? If I do this, then I'm able to write that next chapter and then eventually able to get the book out and help those people, you know, love themselves. What is it? Why is this important that you do this? Write that down, make a note of it. Again, we're just working with one thing here so we can take it all the way through the process. And for this thing that you want to get done or get started, what's the old story you're telling yourself that's triggering your perfectionism? You've practiced this in our previous process. What's the old story that's triggering your perfectionism? And what's the belief? So it might be, I'm in that story of not being good enough. Oh, I always got, you know, whenever I wrote something, I was told that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't good enough. So I'm in the not good enough. What is it for you? And for this thing that you're starting or getting done and the story that goes along with it, what is the soul wisdom in that story that you can apply to the present moment? What's that soul wisdom? What's that gold nugget that you have learned? That you have, because this is something, you know, that's probably pretty old. It could be that you learned tonight that good enough is good enough. That also, and that you can apply that to your story. It might be that it's, again, so just some principles I've been talking about this evening. If you can't come up with that, you know, the pearl of wisdom from that actual story, well, maybe it's better to get it done and move on to the next thing than to, you know, stay stuck on my head and procrastinate. It can be as simple as that. And this is a really important, juicy question. Now, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine that whatever it is that you want to get started or get done that you've started it, and you've brought it to completion. And so see it, feel it. And how are you going to feel when you've gotten this started and gotten it done? How are you going to feel? Is that going to be a sense of satisfaction or fulfillment? Will it be a sense of freedom because you're not having to do it anymore? Will it be excitement because now that's a key piece that moves you on to the next thing? Is it going to be a sense of peace? How are you going to feel? Are you going to feel worthy? And we're shifting the way you were feeling to the way you want to feel. And that's something you have full control over right now. You can feel that now. It's as powerful as making that decision that, yes, I actually do want to shift this. How do you want to feel? Take a deep, full breath. Close your eyes and let's bring up that feeling. Really bring up that feeling. Really let yourself just sink into either a time you felt that way, or maybe that feeling is just really accessible to you right now. And maybe, you know, that sense of freedom or that sense of feeling really expanded or accomplished. And really let yourself turn the dial up on that feeling capacity, which happens from your heart. The more skilled you get at choosing how you want to feel, the more command you have over your being, the more you can be in the moment, the more you can have the experiences that you want now instead of waiting for them to happen and then feeling. Feeling paves the way. Don't rob yourself of the enjoyment of life. And besides that, you're up leveling, you're contributing to the vibration of the world, to the room, to your relationships, to your work, instead of taking away, being a suck. So really feel that. See if you can bring that up to a 10, just like you have a big dial on your heart, and you can crank it up like a volume dial to a 10 and really feel that. All right, we're going to tune into inspired action. So stay in that inner place. And we're going to come up with up to, it doesn't have to be two, it can be one, but up to three inspired actions. Because if you're just getting it started, it might take three inspired actions to get it done. So it just depends on where you are with the process. Trust your inner guidance. So what are the inspired actions that your heart wants you to take? What's the number one inspired action that your heart wants you to take to get this started and get it done so that you can contribute to feeling this way? And if there's more than one, but no more than three inspired actions, put those down. Tune into which archetype and which gift will support you. Tune into which archetype and which gift will support you with these inspired actions. It might be the same for all of them. It might be a different one for each. But bring in your gifts. Your gifts will rock your world. They will carry you forward. They are your brilliance. Do not hide them from the world and do not hide them from yourself. Okay. Anything else that's come up for you, feel free to write that down. You've got space on your worksheet or you can write that in your journal. It's important that you Take another deep breath and come back to that feeling once more again. Come back to that feeling once more. Okay, really great work. Really great work. Make sure you keep these sheets that you've done and do them for whatever perfectionist comes up. Keep them out so you've got them there and keep them, you review them in your journal, pin them up in your office, whatever it takes. Don't just do them and hide them away. You've got your inspired actions. You can, you know, if you need a clearing process, then grab one of the clearing processes and do that.